Okay, let's move on to item number four, which is the proposed topside development at West Kowloon Station, with a very attractive subtitle, A Walk to Connect, A Place to Engage, A Harbor to Enjoy, on the West Kowloon Parkway. This is our paper number TFK/04/2020. So this agenda item is related to a Section 16 application submitted by the lot owner on the revised master layout plan, MLP, of the site. The original MLP was approved by the Town Planning Board on the 7th of May 2010, before the establishment of the Harbourfront Committee in the same year, right, but in July. So I would like to invite again from the District Planning Officer, Tsuen Wan, and West Kowloon, Ms. Katie Fong, to brief member again of the background of this proposal before the proponent presents the scheme. Again, this has been a kind of complex item that we need to really sort out to form an opinion. So, Katie, please.
多謝主席啦，各位委員早晨啦。我今次嘅介紹咧，主要係講翻咧，呢一個 topside development 咧，佢一啲嘅背景資料。嗰個 topside development 嗰個地盤咧，就係大家委員見到啦，就係紅線框住嘅地方，喺西南九龍嘅OCP 上面咧，係劃做 CDA 一嘅。嗰張 notes 咧就有plot ratio 同埋 building height 嘅 restriction 啦。喺 plot ratio 嗰方面咧，係嗰個上蓋發展嘅地積比率咧係唔可以超過5倍嘅。另外咧有0.68倍咧係愛嚟做一啲地鐵上面咧就即係鐵路上面咧就地面嘅一啲設施。咁至於個高度限制咧，有3個嘅限制喺度啦。咁南面呢一個咧，最高咧唔可以多過90 MPD 啦。中間就係最高係100 MPD。咁最北面就係最高噶啦，就係115 MPD。咁喺呢一張 notes 下邊咧，就有一個 provision 咧，就係申請人咧可以申請咧 relaxation，即係咧放寬呢個高度限制嘅。咁如果嗰個建議咧係有一啲好顯著啦，同埋好特別嘅規劃同埋一嗰啲即係設計上邊嘅優點。咁佢周圍附近咧，就主要都係一啲住宅發展啦。咁喺佢西面咧，我哋見到啦，個建築物高度咧就係較為高一啲嘅，由142 MPD 咧去到276 MPD。咁再高一啲咧，就有個 ICC 啦，就490 MPD。咁喺佢東面呢度咧，就係較為矮少少，都係兩個嘅住宅發展。咁由84 MPD 咧去到154 MPD。喺佢南面咧就係西九文化區啦。咁佢嗰個高度限制咧就係70同埋100 MPD。咁佢最北喺佢北邊咧，其實而家就係有一個公共交通嘅交匯處啦。咁上面咧就已經起好過一個係public open space。咁而家都可以用緊㗎啦。喺2009年咧，就城規會嘅都會規劃小組委員會咧，就批准咗嗰個planning brief 啦。咁呢個 planning brief 咧，其實喺2009年嘅7月咧，我哋都諮詢過咧當時嗰個 Harbourfront Enhancement Committee 嘅。咁Harbourfront Enhancement Committee 咧，主要有三方面嘅意見啦，就希望唔好有啲較大型嗰個平台嘅構築物啦。咁亦都要關注翻咧交通同埋行人，即係行人方面嘅聯繫啦，即係同周邊嘅嗰個發展。咁亦都希望咧，申請人會有一個 urban design study。咁啊，主要咧就係要睇翻咧，擬議發展喺呢個發展密度啦、高度啦、綠化啦，同埋一啲公共空間嗰、那個呢幾方面嘅建議嘅。咁喺個 planning brief 下面咧，就有一啲 design 嘅 consideration 啦。咁正如呢張圖見到啦，咁佢就好強調咧，同西九文化區喺嗰個視覺上嘅聯繫啦，同埋都要有個通風嘅考慮喺度。咁而建築物高度方面咧，要採取一個階梯式嘅建築物發展，咁就向南呢邊減嘅。咁正如頭先講啦，咁亦都唔可以有啲較大型嘅平台發展啦。咁亦都希望咧可以有啲 building gaps， 可以有助呢個視覺上同埋通風上嘅通透性嘅。咁亦都喺視覺上咧，希望可以同到咧呢個海港咧又有個聯繫喺度。盡量咧就提供綠化嗰個 個綠化嗰個設施啦，咁其實咧喺個 planning brief 嗰個咧就都講咗咧，最少咧要有 30% 嘅個綠化嗰個覆蓋率嘅，咁另外咧都應該咧有一個好整體性嗰個行人嘅網絡嘅。除咗頭先喺嗰個設計上嘅要求之外咧 ，planning brief 咧都有講到咧，嗰個 top side 嘅發展咧就唔應該咧同呢個即係下邊個西九龍站咧喺運作上啦，同埋空間上咧會有一個 conflict 喺度啦，亦都咧係要喺呢個 CDA 西裏邊咧要提供最少8900平方米嘅public open space， 咁而呢個 public open space 咧，其實就係大，應該係就係而家九龍站咧，西九龍站咧嗰個公共空間，咁公眾而家已經可以使用噶啦。咁另外咧喺個 planning brief 咧，亦都劃定咗咧綠色呢個位置咧，其實咧就唔可以有上蓋發展嘅。咁當然啦，這個界線咧就係隨住即係詳細設計嗰個進行咧，咁條界線咧係會有修訂嘅。委員而家見到呢個咧就係2010年城區會批嘅一個方案，咁呢個方案咧喺嗰個地積比率上面咧都合符OCP 嘅要求嘅，咁有 4.5 嘅地積比率就做辦公室， 0.5 咧就做零售嘅。佢裏面咧會係有三座嘅office tower， 咁建築物高度方面咧，南邊呢棟咧就係最低啦，由大概七十個 MPD 去到84啦，中間呢個咧就最高個位咧大概去到100個 MPD， 咁而最高嗰、那個嗰棟咧都係喺北面部分咧就去到119個 MPD， 咁呢個119個 MPD 當然咧亦都高過咧個 OCP 嘅限制，咁當時嗰、那個申請咧都要需要係略為放寬個高度限制。咁亦都喺嗰、那個講過啦，嗰、那個公共空間休憩用地咧，就係、是、大概8000都會提供翻咧8900平方米嘅，咁啊大概喺呢一個位。咁都睇到啦，其實呢個係當時即係批嗰個擬議方案啦。咁其中一個佢做到嗰、那個建築物高度咧，其實都可以咧就保存到咧後邊九龍呢個山脊線。咁呢個山脊線嘅保留咧，亦都係 planning brief 咧其中一個 requirement 嚟嘅。咁呢個就係當時嗰、那個方案嗰、那個三座建築物嗰個 section plan。咁我介紹係咁多。
多謝你 ，Katie。Maybe we can now invite the representative of the proponent to join the meeting. So from Sun Hong Kei Real Estate Agency Limited, Ms. Rebecca Wong, Mr. Ku Yu Chong, from Master Plan Limited, Mr. Ian Brownlee, Mr. Benson Poon, and Ms. Chin Chin Lam, from Sikha Hadid Architect, Mr. Ed Gaskin, and Ms. Bianca Zhang.So now I invite member to declare interest, Andy.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I think I should probably mention I worked on the, with my previous employer, I worked on the previous master plan and indeed landscape master plan submissions which were approved by government. I also worked on the detailed design and construction of the high-speed rail terminus and the public open space itself, but I've had no involvement for the last 3 years.
All right, so...
Good morning.
That doesn't seem to be a direct conflict of interest to me, right, because this is more about the topside development of the West Kowloon Station, so I rule that, Andy, you may stay and give comments.
Thank you, okay? Chair.
Is there any other member who would like to declare conflict of interest? Okay, no. If not, then I would like to invite the project proponent to kickstart the presentation. Please try to keep it strictly within 20 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members. Good morning. Today, I'm going to do an introduction to the presentation, and then Ed Gaskin from Zahid Hadid Architects will do the main part of the presentation.I'll do a little bit of a conclusion, then we have a video which we hope we can play to you, which is relatively short. You should have on your table now, you should have received this little document, which is part of the PR package in the public engagement process. You're just about to receive it, by the look of it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but it's another way of presenting the same thing, which is going to be available to members of the public as well. The application has been submitted to the Town Planning Board, and it'll be processed in the normal way. You're the first body that's actually been presented with the proposals. And one of the things that's really exciting about this is that things have changed. We're in a different world, and we've been working for 6 months on this design. And during that last 6 months, you understand what's happened around the world regarding the way people operate, they live, the way they work. And shopping and offices are now something completely different to what they were when we started this process. So we are now looking at how do we design something which is going to be competent for the future, a future which is quite unknown. And one of the starting points is that the standard office above a 100% podium of retail is no longer appropriate. And so we're presenting to you something which we think is going to be durable in the sense of the way it's going to be designed and used in the future. The site is shown on the plan. It's not on the waterfront. The West Kowloon development is between the site and the waterfront. But we've looked at the relevant planning principles, which you can see on the left-hand side there, and particularly in a sustainable development one. We've not looked only at the usual environmental ones and the economic ones, but we've spent a lot of time looking at the social requirements. One of the other things is that the harbourfront planning principles have been very, very useful in terms of the way that we approach the design of the site. And the sustainability indicators have looked at how we fit this into what is the context. And as the DPO just said, we are only looking at part of the site. The topside development zone is limited to this portion. And when we look at the OZP, the Town Planning Board are asking for something special on the site. The planning intention asks for a high-grade office hub. And then the explanatory statement goes on and talks about an extension for the CBD for Chim Sa Choi, grade A offices. So it's top quality offices that we are supposed to propose. And to do so, they provide flexibility for innovative design that takes on the characteristics of the site. And the site and its location have been very important in determining the content of the design. The flexibility relates to the way that the building height restriction can be applied. And it's not only a minor relaxation of the building height that is possible, but it's more significant that. But we have to present an iconic sustainable architectural design and outstanding planning and design merits. And those are the challenges that are before us. Also, the points that were in the planning brief that has just been presented to you were also aspects that we took into account. There are three concepts in the vision for this site. The first one is the West Kowloon Parkway, and that will be presented to you as something relating to the connectivity of the inner parts of Yau Tsim Mong and how we bring it to the waterfront and what is the function and role of this site in that process. It's not all part of our development. It's a lot of different government and other users, including the West Kowloon, who will be bringing this the concept of the West Kowloon Parkway to effect. But we have a particular role because of the location and the content of the site. We've also looked at how much additional open space and green we can put on it, and what is the social and economic function of this in forming a new part to Kowloon. If we look at the location, you'll see that the older part of Chim Sa Choi and Kowloon is located there. We have the West Kowloon Cultural District, which provides a developing frontage that we've got to fit into. We have the Kowloon Station, which is a very dominating development, very tall, associated with us. And then we're the connecting part in the middle of this. So one of the themes that comes all the way through the study is the connectivity. And if you look around the edges of the screen, you'll see the various components that are all going to be brought together and be accessible from the site. The parkway, it's about 1.5 kilometres long, and it comes from Yau Tsim Mong through a site which at the moment is not very accessible to the public. And you can see the existing conditions at the moment. It's actually locked off because of the there's no public access available to the station or to the open space area. The other part of the accessibility relates to the structures that have been built around the site. And these all come in at level one on the development. And you can see the way that we have the footbridges around the edges, and then at the southern portion, we have the open space area, and it comes down and then it crosses to the West Kowloon Cultural District and then to the waterfront. So this is the context that we're starting with. The next slide will show to you, start to bring to you the actual, what happened? We've lost part of the picture. But this does continue right up through the Charming Garden and everything. So the West Kowloon Parkway is a continuous point on the real picture from the waterfront right up through Charming Garden and Prosperous Garden. So it is a 1.5 connection right back into the old part of the Yau Tsim Mong district. And here's another image of the same thing. So the function of the West Kowloon Parkway concept is to connect this part of West Kowloon in a way that's got a character of its own. It's identifiable, but within this whole mix, there's a sense of differences as you go from one part to the other. And our particular site has a function which we've defined in that, which becomes a location which is a center of community activity. It's an employment opportunity, and it's an entertainment type activity area as well. So it's got open spaces, a connection of urban attractions, as much lush greenery as could put in, sustainability, health, and wellness. And these are the concepts that we've brought into the actual design. And it's now that I hand over to Ed, because with their experience around the world and their design initiatives that they've taken, we've been able to do something quite significant with the site. So I'll ask Ed to explain this.
Thanks, Ian. And good morning to everyone in the room and online. I'm thrilled to be here with you and to introduce our proposal and some of the design ideas that are really aimed at benefiting the immediate surroundings. And enhancing and expanding West Kowloon's status as a world-class destination. What you see on the screen is a kind of class of worldwide leading cities that Kowloon would become a part of with this West Kowloon Parkway idea. It's an ambition that is reflected in recent developments in New York, which is the High Line, which is connecting disparate parts of the city with this kind of pedestrian parkway. And similarly in London, there's something called the Tide. Shanghai is developing something called the Loop. And on the right-hand side, you see the West Kowloon Parkway that Ian has introduced. We also took a look at the site. We made many visits to the site, walking around the site, trying to understand it and trying to understand who the neighbors were. But we also looked at previous design proposals, and this is the approved scheme from 2010 that was introduced earlier. We find that its arrangement on the site, which is restricted by the OZP, creates a kind of congestion and a crowding of the site, and it creates a wall effect that obstructs permeability of view and daylight in between the buildings, and also the movement of air, not only on site, but to the surroundings. Now you're seeing a plan on the right-hand side of the approved scheme from 2010, and you can see that because of the constraints, the building footprint coverage dominates almost the entire site, edge to edge, and it in particular creates a crowding along Lin Chung Road, which is the bottom of that drawing. But the open space that's left over in order to meet the greening requirements is mostly green and not very usable. And finally, you can see that the programming there, the yellow is actual retail, which is more like destination food and bev, and the massive gray spaces are the plant rooms, which overshadow and really define the quality of those green spaces. In the lower left, you're seeing the same plan in a different view, a different illustration that's showing you that we don't really have this type of connectivity from the left to the right. And on the left side would be the bus terminus, and on the right would be the Green Plaza and the WKCD and the harbor front. So we want to improve that. We think we can do a better job. On the right-hand side, on the lower drawing, you see the traffic arrangement. At ground level, along Lin Chung Road, is where everyone enters. Office users will enter here to go to parking, but also for drop-off. Retail users will enter here for drop-off, as well as the loading and unloading and logistics. So everything is shared space. This is not a premium drop-off for the office lobbies. And the office lobbies, in fact, are three levels above this. So we can do a better job of that as well. The approved scheme is also outdated in terms of its office space offering. It's a very large and irregular shaped floor plate, and you see that on the upper right, and compared to recent Class A spaces to the left in yellow, I'm sorry, just below it in yellow, and you can see that they're a smaller footprint in a more compact shape. But you can also see the proximity of those the floor plans of the approved scheme in blue are so close to each other that they create overview and they block sunlight access and view access. The third thing is that the floor-to-floor heights used are outdated, and we would like to make sure that we meet those that are in the green there that are recently applied by the government offices in Hong Kong. So what can we do to make this better? There's the wish list that Ian introduced. And as part of that, we need to make sure that we introduce a significant public space. The public space that's introduced by the approved scheme would not even be adequate for the population of workers there in both the office and the retail. So we want to improve that. We want to create synergistic programming. We want to replace plant rooms with active spaces or spaces that activate the users and attract users and encourage movement to the site. We want to create and introduce sustainability in the form of microclimates, which we'll talk about a bit later. And we want to address the traffic flow at ground level. So the steps we take to do this are fairly simple. In the upper left, you can see the approved scheme, an abstraction of that, which is as three towers sitting very near each other. The next step we do is we remove that middle tower. And by removing the middle tower, we create some open space. The third thing on the right is that we want to redistribute the program of the third tower and rearrange those towers, all the while preserving that open space that's critical and create a focal point there in that green area, but also improve the ventilation to the site and to the surroundings so that air is moving through this site and to the neighbors. In the lower left, we want to activate that plaza with program, as I mentioned. So that means we need to lift the office program and provide space below for retail and food and bev. And in the lower right, finally, we want to extend that open space and create a greater variety and diversity of open space types all the way to the perimeter of the site. We're also going to increase green footprint that way. We're going to use the space underneath the towers for a microclimate, and we're going to allow that green space to rise through the towers. West Kowloon Parkway is accessible to everyone. It's a 24-hour spine that is a segment within the overall West Kowloon Parkway. So what I mean by a segment is that the portion that actually is on our site is a piece that only overlaps with our site. And we've reserved a portion of that eastern border of the site to be provided for the West Kowloon Parkway. And we've maintained a width there that allows for a capacity that's equal to the footbridges or greater. You can see that in this drawing, you can see a section of the overall site. And this is a diagram just to show you the relationship of the walkway. The walkway is actually at level 2, which is raised above the infrastructure of the ground plane, just like the bus terminus is to the north on the right. So we have a connection to the bus terminus there. And on the left-hand side, we're making a connection to the ground level, which connects to the West Kowloon Cultural District and the harbor beyond. along this path, we've arranged a series of landmarks, which are kind of wayfinding destinations. They're very visible. They give you a sense of orientation. But they're also interactive pieces that attract circulation through the site. And we consider them part of a network of the entire West Kowloon Parkway, not just this site. Next. We're looking now at a feature on the south. Actually, sorry, go back. Thanks. Just to introduce them very quickly, at the south, so on the left-hand side, there's something that we call the Harbor Lookout. We've arranged the towers to make sure that we've left open space at the south tip of the site. And then in the center of the site, we have something called the Parkway Plaza and the Halo. Just above that is the Central Plaza, or the main open space. This is that civic square that was created and mentioned earlier. There's a couple of pavilions for retail. And then on the north, there's something called the Ascent and Strata Balcony. Okay. The Harbor Lookout is this feature on the south, which creates a welcoming sense of arrival. It creates a canopy. But at the open space at level two, we've created a viewing platform to have a very direct sense of connectivity to the West Kowloon Cultural District Central Square and the harbor front, so that there's a strong visible connection and an attraction to go to the harbor front. And this is the level two plaza. So at the center of our segment of the West Kowloon Parkway, we create a plaza, a moment of pause, and we create the halo. The halo is really a vertical plaza. It's more than a vertical circulation piece. It's a piece of sculpture. It's interactive in a sense that there's platforms that you can view from or meet with others. But it also creates an amphitheater at the level two level, which is the Parkway Plaza. And this is another view showing the halo in its position over, creating this kind of refuge canopy over the parkway and connecting up to the community square at level four. Okay. And at the north, we have something that you can see at the bottom of the towers, which you're seeing something that is the Strata Balcony. And this is at level four, and it's an extension of the central open space. It also creates a canopy, which is mostly column-free, is a kind of destination that is visible from the bus terminus, and it's a sense of arrival at the end of the footbridge. So 100,000 square feet of open space has been created. This has allowed us to create even more greenery than the approved scheme, but a lot of usable space. And just quickly reviewing on the left-hand side, the approved scheme, which you can see has a linear arrangement of the footprints of towers, which leave only slivers of open space in between them. It has a very long facade and is crowding the edge of Lin Chung Road. On the right-hand side is the proposed scheme, and you can see a more compact tower footprint, and that it's been rearranged into a crescent format so that there is a variety of setbacks that not only apply to the towers, but apply also to the podium, so that you have a less forbidding Lin Chung Road experience, but also all the neighbors, including Austin Road and West Kowloon Parkway, have the West Kowloon Station development, have a greater sense of space and open space there. But it also allowed us to create all the open space that we've provided. Keep going. So looking at that wall effect again, which was really driven by some of the height constraints, and comparing that on the left side is the approved scheme, and on the right-hand side, the proposed scheme. You can see that there's a greater sense of being able to view through the site, that there's greater potential for daylight penetration and air movement, but not only air movement through our site again, air movement to and from the neighbors and the surroundings. And you can see that there's an increase in the outdoor space and additional greenery along Lin Chung Road, so that you have a sense from Lin Chung Road that this is that there's a sense of nature there, but also for the people viewing from the Kowloon development, West Kowloon Station development next door, that they're seeing some greenery. So we've created almost four times the amount of open space by seeking these variations in the OZP than was created by the the approved scheme, and 10% more green coverage. At the center, the heart of the proposal really, is a focal point not only for the site, but for the surroundings. And that is a new civic open space, a new landmark for West Kowloon. It's meant to be an attraction. It's meant to be a very active kind of space. It's vibrant and multifunctional. On the plan on the right, you can see it at center, a civic square. And that's just adjacent to the halo that we had mentioned before, which is an extension of that plaza space as a viewing platform to view West Kowloon Station and even to catch a glimpse of the harbor front and West Kowloon Cultural District. Around the edges, you can
excuse
see programming activating it with retail and F&B.
Yeah, because it's already over 20 minutes. Maybe you can, you know, kind
sure.
of quickly conclude. Thank you.
Sure, sure. We've done some benchmarking, make sure that it's comparable to spaces here. It's four times as big as Times Square and around the world. We've made sure that it's multifunctional and can accommodate social and leisure, cultural entertainment, and health and well-being, and make sure that that capacity is flexible. And that it's a very pleasant space to be, not only for office workers during their breaks and socializing, but to connect with nature. We've also tried to introduce some important features that are the future of design and the future of design and building in Kowloon, and that has to do with responses to the pandemic. We want to make sure that the office buildings provide a lot of exterior space in the form of terraces on every level. These are double-height terraces that provide greenery, provide a sense of break space that address social spacing that's necessary for the pandemic. And we've tried to introduce these features top to bottom. So the roof, which we've just seen in the previous view, is a green space that's available to the office users. You can see the terraces here, the additional floor-to-floor height, and at the ground level, the microclimates that we mentioned before. So these floor-to-floor heights are essential. We want to make sure that we've maximized a zone of space that we can manage the quality of air. And the extra height in floor-to-floor allows us to do that. It also increases the daylight. At the bottom of the building, we've created open space in the center of the site, and around it, the programming that is really interior space that becomes outdoor space. Because we've created this extra building height that you can see in the section on the right, we're having operable windows above the retail that allow air change, so the stale air to be exhausted and fresh air to come in. Cool breeze, go to the next slide, please. And you can see that in this section as well. But we're also maximizing the daylight, and we're creating a sense of connection to the exterior by views out and bringing the green in. So this is a view of that microclimate that enhances the civic space. The building heights are something that were addressed in the planning department's presentation. We've tried to increase that and make it a more clear and legible expression. It's responding directly to the building heights adjacent to us and is cascading, as said before, down from the north to the south and corresponding to the change in building heights at the West Kowloon Cultural District. We think that blends very well with the overall urban form of Kowloon. And finally, we've tried to arrange this building height that it fits into its context, not by matching the building heights of our neighbors, but by completing and accentuating a distinctive skyline profile, bridging West Kowloon to Kowloon CBD.
Just to finally conclude our presentation, we just a summary regarding the planning, the harbourfront planning principles. The sustainability you've just seen, and the next part one was the proactive harbour enhancement, and again we've explained how we try to do that. Accessible harbour, and I'd particularly bring your attention to the right top. That is the only gap between the West Kowloon Cultural District that's available, and we've specifically designed this visual connection through to the harbour. So it also links into the physical connection, but this is going to be a very unique point on the whole of the harbourfront. And the last one is the public enjoyment, and that's a part of the overall concept. Madam Chair, we do have a 4-minute video, which is a really good one, and we'd like to play that to you, and then we'll be able to answer any questions. We hope that it's going to play. Yeah.
I think the quality of the video is not, you know, that's great for presentation here. I would suggest that we skip this because members later can look at the link and all the information has already been presented. It's now already near one. I want to ensure sufficient time for members to raise questions and also for the proponent team to respond to that. Okay, so maybe we can stop the presentation and start the discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, good. So members, do you have any comments on the proposal? Anyone want to go first? Andy, then Paul.
Thank you, thank you, Madam Chairman. I think I just make a general point, actually. Having admitted previously my involvement in the previous scheme in some considerable detail, I think what is the key difference here, something that was mentioned in the proposal but is something well worth us thinking about, is when we did the original master plan, the original scheme, we were very much focused on the imperative of delivering a high-speed rail terminus, a piece of an important, very important part of transport infrastructure that provided the potential to be a very important new gateway to Hong Kong. And almost as a bit of a sideline, it must have the opportunity to provide for topside development of some description, commercial development on top. So that was the focus was quite different to the focus of the team we have before us now, I think. We, you know, we delivered the high-speed rail station. It's sitting there, it's operating most of the, well, not at the moment, but usually. Now you have a team coming and looking in more detail at the commercial topside opportunities in much more detail. You know, that was a little bit of a sideline, to be honest, in the, what we were doing. And I think it's very clear that what they have done in analysing the opportunities for those developments is to create some better opportunities, some improved opportunities for the public at large, for the quality of the commercial developments themselves, for its connectivity to the rest of Kowloon and to the harbourfront. So I would just say, you know, in principle, great. I think we've moved on and we're improving on what was there in the earlier submissions. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. Paul, and then we have the online Sam, PY, and then Leo.
So I think that my responsibility is first to the residents nearby. I haven't seen what the view from the window is. And I think it's relevant for those who are living in the existing environment. And if we're going to say yes to a change, then I think the public, the private view matters. Although I know the planning department says only public view matters. But I think that if somebody has been promised a certain design and you want to change it and it's going to impact their life and livelihood and their enjoyment of their apartments, so I think it should be clear what the outlook is. So I think I would hope that you make that very, very clear and the viewpoints from various heights from these private residential, what that impact is. Second, you know, to me, it's a bit of an architectural orgasm, these walkways and so on, which it's the same like at the express rail. And I'm not sure whether anybody has tried to walk over the express rail through the various park areas and these walkways. It's a nightmare. You're not going to walk up there. It's there's nothing pleasant about it. And we have been shown these drawings that show like, oh, fantastic, we're all going to walk over these parks that go over the roof. In the end, that's just not how life works in Hong Kong. It's hot. It's damn hot. And who's going to walk up and down all these level changes? And I see these level changes in here, and I look at it again. Am I going to walk on this outlook, this harbor outlook, climb up and then climb down? And I'm looking for shade. And so I'm looking at this space, and I just don't necessarily see that here. And so it looks nice, interesting shapes, but I just can't get a good sense of the drama of the architecture versus the real enjoyable space and these level differences. So I hope we can be given a slightly better plans to have a better understanding of these different levels and how they connect. Then the third point that I have is really, I'm a skeptical now. I don't trust developers anymore. You've been here, Sun Ok has been here and given us the waterfront design for the North Expo North Point Estate. And the drawings that I have shows beautiful places where people sit outside, wining and dining and tables. And if I go there today, I see plastic plastered on the windows of the shop. I see planter boxes, but I don't see tables and chairs. And I don't see people wining and dining. From what you promised, I don't see it. Wheelock has done the same in Hung Hom. We made all these promises about outdoor seating, wining and dining. I go there right now. There's a fenced off area, which is kind of a podium where you can sit, but there's not. It just doesn't exist. And I can go through more examples of where these. So what you're promising here that happens in that so-called public space, I can't see from these drawings that you're really going to deliver on a vibrant major square for West Kowloon and how that actually will be delivered. So again, I try to look through the drama of these interesting drawings to find where's the shade and where is the activity and where the people can really enjoy and to what level can enjoy. If I go to the IFC today, then I can only see that all those tables and chairs that used to be there have gone. So Sun Ok, Henderson, I think you control that piece of property. The tables and chairs that I see in your drawings here were originally also in the IFC, but have gone. They're not there. So why would they stay here? So I just try to see how are you actually telling me that I'm truly going to get those and that you're going to stay there and everybody can eat and drink there. So you show them, but I don't have any guarantees from your proposal that one, that you understand that the problems of your promises that are not delivered, two, how you make sure that what you promise here will be delivered, and what mechanisms you do in relationship to your planning department approval, building department approvals, fire services department approvals, and everybody else who's going to mess up the plan, FEHD and everybody else who's going to mess up those plans, that what you show here is actually going to be delivered, and then there's a great space. And then finally, on this connector is always going to be there. It's been there because we've been pushing for that, and I think the chair lady has been involved in trying to push for that. We're all been pushing for that. The pedestrian connection is extremely poor in this area, so I think this kind of creating the space and at the elevated level that is going to improve everybody's life is great. But I don't think on the north that connects very well into the rest of the neighborhood. It's basically just a walkway up past the bus terminus and hopefully on top of the future sound barrier for the Central Kowloon route. But what that really is going to mean to people, other than a damn hot walk. I walked it from the bus terminus as far as down as I could. Well, I was burning my butt off. There's nothing pleasant about it. It's a very, very hot walk, and there's nothing. Planter boxes with low scrub all the way. That's it. There's nothing attractive about it. And the only people that will be on the rooftop are the people that, yeah, they look like almost they were sad. They want to hide from everything, but there's nothing for them, and they retreat on the space. There's nothing engaging with that space. It's not even a great hideout space. So I like to see more of a plan of how we're all going to work together, Chair Lady, on making that elevated space that's been highlighted here with the single run route connector, actually making it a space where there's multiple points of connecting up and connecting over and across, rather than just one north-south route with a hooky to Tai Kok Choi,
okay.
To make this workable. And I'd like to see some real plans for that, Chair. Mm.
Okay, Paul. Thanks. That's clear. Okay, so I believe, you know, this meeting, I think the proponent is also aware it's a public meeting, so perhaps, you know, that also helps for the monitoring of the progress. So may I invite Sam, please?
好，唔该，主席。 我最大的concern其實是這個 site和附近的那些地方的 connectivity， 尤其是那個 West Kowloon Cultural District的 connectivity。 我暫時見到的那個 proposal裡面， 其實address的東西不是很多， 我不知道是不是因為本身的 site boundary， 即其實這個 outside的 site boundary 那些 connectivity 其實沒得夠還是怎樣， 但是我想看看就是說 我們怎樣是可以在， 可能我們跟一些stakeholders 或者政府的部門， 怎樣可以利用到今次這個 opportunity 是可以做好 connectivity的， 因為大家都知道本身現在九龍站去西九其實那個 connectivity 是很差， 可能我們都要看回就是說在 Austin Station 這個 site， 之後再走出去， 其實這個是很重要的一個point， 尤其是西九文化區那裡， 如果遲些有很多 performance 等， 可能散場那樣東西， 可能是很需要去到用到這個 design， 即是用到現在這個 project 這個 site 的， 所以我想可能這一 part 是要address多一點。
麻煩你 Sam， 我也很同意。 請 PY， 麻煩。
麻煩主席。 就有四或者五點想講一講，要講一個好像很細微的東西，不過其實都很重要的。你去回那個幻燈片，因為它沒有號碼，不知道第幾張，就是在你比較其他地區、其他城市那些 沃維就是1.5公里，成果張片之前那一張，這張之前是這張，其實你放大看，那個叫做大角咀的地區名其實是錯的，那裡不是大角咀來的，你這個強調一開始說將大角咀地區一路拉到去西九海旁，這個就是賣點，就是說很棒，其實不是，這個就是油麻地北， 過油麻地北你去到富榮，然後才再去到旺角，旺角然後才去到所謂大角咀。這個好像是細節，但可能反映了其實你很心急想賣，推介你這個計劃，即是說很棒，拉到很遠， 1.5 公里， 其實沒所謂，其實最重要拉到西九龍海旁文化區這裡， 其實都是要通過高鐵站上蓋公共空間， 至於多少條橋、怎樣地底地下，這是另一個問題。所以由北邊一路下這個叫做沃維，要通過這個發展，然後還要通過，所以你也說強調直接一點那條線這樣解，那就不會有人跑步到去，直情日日很心急衝到去西九， 他是要慢慢怎樣enjoy，沿途有什麼吸引他，這個就是壇那方面。 不過我想這個反應，你可能是個心態，你很想說喂好正，講回正的地方其實有兩點都說是好的，因為你強調了說可以拿到個景，看到港島，即是那個海濱，這個都是一個好處來的，但是就不是 physical 走到下去的，你都是要下來，有個這個大電過了去那個 高鐵站那裡有一條大的電梯下去，然後又要地面還是地底才能過去，其實實物質上其實不是去到的，但也是一個好處。但是亦有一個好處，就是你提供多了所謂公共的空間，至於怎樣管理什麼成這些細節，都大家都應該有興趣知道的，因為你是一個私人發展。還有呢，我跟著一想到就是說它在其實在第四層樓的 4th floor level， 或者這麼上下，不知道有沒有看錯。 咁咧所有嗰啲 walkway 由北邊行落嚟咧，其實好似喺唔知 first floor 最多都係再提升咧到 second floor level 嘅啫，你都唔係直接去到嘅。咁其實係咪真係好 accessible 咧？咁當然你又提供咗一啲其他啲斜坡啊，例如有一個好特色嘅地方叫做希樓啊咁咧，咁呢個好似雕塑咁，即係我希望佢真係唔會有柱啦。咁其實一個好處嚟嘅，如果你肯花錢去做，係一個即係吸引人嘅地方。咁但係咧就係即係對於整個 open space 嘅使用呢個其中嘅一個賣點啫，即係打卡點咁樣啫嚇。可能好貴咁呢個你自己嘅事啦。咁但係即係講翻個 connection 咧，其實其他有啲講者都提到，其實係好重要的。點樣掕翻落去？最終目的就係要去即係個西九文化區嘅海旁啊，嗰度先係最重要嘛。咁其餘關於 walkway 同埋 connection 嗰個重點咧，就係話即係沿途有啲咩即係俾人坐啊、吸引啊，成就唔係淨係得個行字嘅。咁有啲講者都提過，咁我都唔講，因為呢個仲有好多細節，將來咧或者你仲要再發展、再做落去。大家仲希望有機會咧，就 comment 譬如點樣管理啊，點樣使用啊，有冇限時間啊，咩成咁等等等等。咁今日咧就夠時間去講嘅。咁最重要講翻咧，其實係嗰個建築物嗰、那個 building bulk， 即係嗰個高度嘅問題。即係 urban design 城市設計嗰個 guideline 咧，就話要保護嗰個三隻線。咁呢個咧就未必係完全。即係嗰個海濱事務，即係嗰個海港規劃原則，即係最主要其中一個，咁都係重要嘅喺城市設計嚟講。咁而家你呢四個 walkie-talkie 啦即係倫敦嗰個叫 walkie-talkie， 咁我覺得呢個都係一個好巨型嘅 walkie-talkie。咁嘅嘢咧就係、是、expected 嘅，可以期望，即係估得到㗎啦。因為當初咧就係、是、因為嗰個高度嘅限制咧，得半個地盤咧要嚟起物業，所以一定會逼埋一齊。咁、那、嗰個設計者咧，我哋都諗佢咧，都花咗好多心思先諗到咁嘅彎形嘅，然後將佢咧就結合埋，即係嗰個即係高鐵站嗰個公共空間。咁你而家就改變咗，咁呢個直情係一個完全唔同嘅概念，一個橙一個蘋果，咁所以好難比較嘅。咁如果淨係話邊個好啲咧，兩個都有好有唔好。咁你話佢係咪遮曬擋曬啲風咧？我相信當初揀選佢。即係得獎咧，嗰個計劃咧都有考慮過通風嗰個問題，因為佢咁嘅彎啊咁樣，我唔知啊。咁你呢個當然唔會有問題啦，因為你將佢提高咗嘛。咁所以唔能夠話你唔好嘅。不過咧就係、是、變咗，剛才人講就係話你會影響佢咧。而家最高嗰幾座 tower 咧，你可能咁高過黐住嗰個，我話黐咗對住嗰個叫做洋日居啦，即係 the waterfront 嗰個發展啊，即係嗰個咧。對得好近咁我唔知啊，你要落區噶嘛，你要解釋啊嘛，咁所以呢啲你係要 address， 同埋你剛才開始講話你連個地點個名都講錯，你話俾地區人士聽嗰個叫大角咀咧，你係俾人鬧啊，即係我提醒你啊，我冇所謂啊，咁咧就即係所以話呢個計劃咧，即係有好有唔好，即係你如果問我今日咧，我係需要再詳細睇，因為你最好有一個所謂實體嘅模型，再詳細俾大家睇同埋解釋下，介紹下，即係嗰個管理啊，點用啊，同埋即係我剛才講話嗰個 walkway 過到去都唔同，嗰個 level 點樣先真係物質上、實質上可以去到咧？亦唔係淨係睇一睇，睇一睇都重要。即係變咗兩個 open space 個 system 咧，佢唔係好配合啊。當初用嗰個曲線嗰個型咧，咁但係即係你話個人喺個地面個感覺係咪睇到咧？我覺得係感覺到嘅，因為你嗰個人嘅 movement 咧。是咪走一個直線咧，同埋 curve 又上又落咧，係感受到佢係咪一個整體嘅？呢、這個好似後來咧先至減件咁樣上嘅。咁我唔能夠話佢錯啊嚇，咁即係各有所好啊。咁所以咧，我啊只能夠講到呢度，即係希望大家咧都考慮一下。
好，唔該你 ，P Y。Leo 跟住 Francis 或者仲有冇其他委員想發問？如果冇咁啊，跟住我哋就會請 proponent 去 reply 噶啦。Leo 係。
好，多謝主席。咁其實之前咧就新鴻基都有同個油尖旺區議會咁樣就都收即係放下風咁樣講呢啲啦。咁有一啲濕碎啲嗰啲，我哋前一會度講就唔再重複啦。咁就想有啲新嘅論點想講出嚟嘅。第一就係咧，其實啱啱其實上次啱啱區議會個交運會。 我哋都有同新鴻基咧博火，可能大家睇新聞都見到，就係關於咧之前嗰個天橋咧，即係廿年都未起好，所以我哋就好關注咧而家呢一個新嘅規劃咧，你哋嗰個時間表係點樣去捉緊嗰個時間可以合時完成嘅，同埋因為佢都係牽涉到嗰個公共空間同埋嗰個商廈發展啦。咁如果嗰個公共空間可以早啲落成，可以俾到啲居民享用嘅，係會唔可以分階段咁樣度開放咧？呢個係第一個問題。第二個問題咧，就係、是、之前Paul都有講過，就關於嗰個公共空間嗰、那個即係日曬雨淋嘅問題。咁其實而家咧喺而家啲市民去高鐵站咧係一定要揼雨嘅嗰、那個位咧，其實有啲位地址係冇 rain cover 嘅。咁會唔會喺個設計嗰度咧，可以照顧到咧喺落雨嘅時候都可以令到啲市民可以？好即係舒適咁樣去行過呢一個嘅 public space 咧。第三咧就係、是、都係頭先P.Y. 有講過，就關於嗰個設計咧，就本身個設計咧，其實佢係同嗰個現有高鐵站嗰個設計係互相呼應嘅，因為嗰個高鐵站係有個即係、就是、有個廣場喺中間啦，係一個鵝蛋形咁樣，就慢慢就一個弧形咁樣逐漸向上咁發展嘅，咁係一個即係、就是、整體上係一體化嘅一個設計啦。咁而家新嗰個咧就睇唔到有個好明顯嘅一個協調嘅，咁會唔會係即係個設計度可以再係點樣令到佢係可以個一體化，可以更加睇落？係同個高鐵站係互相呼應嘅咧。第四點咧就係、是、關於都係啲實務性啲嘅，就係、是、嗰個泊車位同埋影響交通嘅問題。就係而家咧就高鐵站本身都有啲車位啦，但係就佢就唔係開放俾公眾去泊嘅。咁如果係呢一個商廈同埋都會有商場嘅元素入面啦，咁樣個泊車位供應係點樣嘅咧？同埋佢而家如果係真係新咗呢一個即係咁多嘅發展之後咧，咁樣都有300萬嘅平方米嘅嗰、那個個發展啦，咁樣佢一定係帶咗好多嘅車流量嘅，咁樣可以點樣可以管理到係唔會影響到出邊嗰個即係油尖旺本身已經非常之擠塞嘅交通問題咧？咁暫時問咁多。
唔該你 ，Leo Francis。
多謝主席。首先咧，我自己本人就覺得我好即係好欣慰啦，即係呢個發展商佢係願意去做多啲嘢。即係好似佢嗰度講，佢係一個即係佢睇呢幅地係一個 missing。puzzle， 咁由佢咧就可以即係將解決到而家咧嗰個附近嗰個地區咧係根本係行唔到嘅，即係斷開咗嘅，即係由嗰個舊嘅區域咧、那個 hinterland 同埋呢個九龍站又好，西九又好，甚至個柯士甸站嗰度都係大家都係隔得好開嘅，一個行人嚟講都唔知點樣去行到過去，咁所以咧希望佢可以再即係喺呢個規劃嘅基礎上咧。同各方面即係再或者政府又幫佢啦，運輸署又幫佢咧，大家可以即係 develop 一個 comprehensive 嘅 walkway system， 就 connect to 所有即係應該要去到嘅地方，特別係嗰啲地鐵站、西九、九龍站，同埋而家佢呢個提議咧，去到油麻地。即係佐敦道以上嗰啲地方咧，都係好嘅。即係咁睇下點樣可以再完善佢咯。即係我自己嘅態度係鼓勵咯。
嚟 ，Francis。Maybe now I invite the proponent to quickly address some of the comments, please.
We will pass it around a bit. Mr. Tim Mack from Sunongay is the project director, and perhaps he can at the end of our sort of technical.Submissions, he could talk about the questions of the implementation. I'd really like Andy's comment regarding the fact that the main focus of the original scheme was on the railway terminus, and that's actually the feeling that we have when we come back to, when we come to look at the site. And when we talk about the connectivity between the two and how they relate to each other, we find that the approved scheme was actually not developed to the extent that it became a good scheme. It became a scheme which was approvable, enabled the railway to go ahead. So it's been quite good to be able to come back and focus on the opportunities and also the problems. And Paul, as usual, has picked up a lot of problems. The problem of the walkway, Paul, we all understand that. We walk the distance, and it's actually a problem that different people and different bodies are responsible for different parts of the walkway. You know, it goes from this site, it then goes across and down through the West Kowloon Cultural District. But to the north, it's even worse in the sense that he explained it, and that, again, it's a highways department type, LCSD type thing, which doesn't have a particular function other than to be a connector. And so when we looked at our site, we looked at those issues and also the problems that Francis and others have mentioned regarding the connectivity. All of the walkways come into level one, but they don't actually connect in a north-south direction. So we had to create this connection from north to south. And that's why it comes up at one end, it comes up to level two. And that's the only change in the level. To get up to that, what we call it a probably an expressway. Once you're up to that, then that becomes the main route to get down to the West Kowloon at the south. And PY's comment that he wanted a leisurely walk through the site, there is still a leisurely walk through the XRL site. They have a winding series of landscape decks and pathways through there, which is completely different. And the landscaping is not as welcoming as what we're proposing here. And I think we actually rushed through the connectivity and so on. And maybe at the end of my comments, Ed can explain that a bit better. Regarding the points of implementation and the skepticism that Paul has, we're aware of the problems of implementation. And one of the things that Tim and his team have been very, very strong about in the design is that they have to be practical and have to be capable of being implemented. And for instance, as part of our proposal, we've identified the areas in the Section 16 application where the outdoor eating areas will be located. And we're asking for them to be approved now. And they integrate in with the design, the whole of the design in terms of the location of the activities and the walkways and so on. And also another thing which Zaha brought was the dealing with the first floor level in this scheme here, where we have the market and the eating areas which are immediately adjacent to the landscape area. So if we looked at the areas up at the what is the usual bottom of the tower, you'll see that this is the marketplace, this is the activity area, and it all leads out onto the community square. So built into this design are the things that make it easier to implement and manage. And perhaps IFC, where both Tim and I were involved and we had problems with the way that the approval process interfered with the design intention. Sam raised the question of connectivity to the West Kowloon. And it is really important. At the moment, when we analyze the connection through, there is no strong connection through from the north down to the West Kowloon Cultural District into the harbour. And this is the way that we've been able to overcome this. This is a deliberate, strong, and Ed can perhaps explain that now. We've spent a lot of time on this connection, and maybe Ed, you could go through this, how it's been addressed.
First of all, yes, the parkway, or our segment of the parkway, is on level two. And level two is exactly at the same level as those gardens that have already been built as part of the West Kowloon Station. So we're aligned with the pathway and the levels there, and we provide connections. From there, you're able to circulate up to the level four civic space. Please go to the section. Yeah, thank you. And this is just as a reference. But adjacent, already in our drawings, and adjacent to the halo and adjacent to the Parkway Plaza at level two will be a lifts that will give you access to level four without ever having to enter into any of the retail. So we have a means that's barrier-free to get people up to that level. Getting down is something that you might need to use either the lifts that are available to you inside the retail space or the escalators, but you also have the alternative of taking the much more narrow but winding path that is provides ramps. From the West Kowloon station. So we think in combination, it creates a nice network of choice for movement throughout the site. The landscaping is really kind of diagrammatic at this point, but there is an understanding that it is hot here, that at least for 6 months, maybe slightly more, the sun is powerful. And the rains are unpredictable, and you need shelter. You absolutely need shelter. And plantings will be one way that we create shelter. We'll create canopies, and we've already done that. We've made sure that some of our features that we've created can perform also as a canopy, and that you can get out of the rain for 15 minutes, and when it's gone, you can move on to your destination. But overall, the overarching ambition is to create an attractive space that provides functions and spaces for socialization and spaces for playground. If you see our master plan, which we haven't shown today, you'll see that there's a network of placemaking that is combined with the planting and the shade canopies to create a network or a fabric that is really a public fabric first.
So we must conclude the responses in about 2 minutes. Is there any other thing from the respondent, from the proponent?
Tim, we've finished this. Just if Tim would like to add a conclusion, I think we've had a good time.
A question regarding timetable. We're fortunate that the building has already been piled. So if we seek and receive all the necessary approvals, we can finish the building in like maybe maximum 5 years, 4 years. So so that's the kind of time frame that we're talking about. And whether the public open spaces can be opened earlier, I think it's already a very shortened construction period. So to face it so that certain parts can be opened may be a bit premature in thinking about. Obviously, we'll try to speed it up. You know, it is in our interest to speed up the construction process. The other thing about traffic is, I think the original team, when they built the podium, all the car parks has been built, the car park structure has been constructed. And so even when we bought the land, we cannot actually change the actual numbers of the car parks that's been originally provided. And that number, in effect, is half the normal numbers under the planning guideline direction. So we will have about 500 car parks in amidst all these 3 million square feet of offices. But 500 is only half the normal planning guide standard. So its impact on the surroundings, obviously, would be less than normal. So traffic-wise, that's we'll obviously continue to seek government TD and highway support in terms of the actual numbers, but it's already quite low. Finally, regarding the open space activities or whether we have things like why didn't we have shades, why didn't we have chairs and seatings and all that stuff. Again, it is always our interest that we have seatings because it attracts more people. We have activities going on. But a lot of times what we face is when the place is designated as a public space, we're limited to the kind of activity that we can do. For example, you can't have formal dining spaces when you have public open spaces. And that's why we can only have like loose seatings in the IFC areas. So we are working with the government in terms of the kind of activity that's allowed, the kind of or even commercial activity that's allowed in a public space. And we have some experience, so we're getting better at that. And IFC has been managed all these years. And now, you know, there is a kind of a balance as to what can be done and what can't be done.
Okay.
And obviously, again, the connection, whether we have shades or we love to have a covered connection. I think if everybody agrees to the fact that the Kowloon, this parkway works, we certainly will create a fully covered walkway. Again, you know, then we will influence our other parties, for example, the MTR, where they're managing the station roofs. And then maybe some other authority can work with the government in implementing the parks, which is the Sailing Kowloon Route Park, to create more covered shelters. So it is with all our help that we can create this connection. And we alone are just providing a platform as a starting point. And hopefully with everybody's help, we can create this connection.
Okay, thank you. So I think we already have Paul. You want to make a comment?
Yeah, just I would like to say a few things. One, I think that taking away a height and replacing it with ground level improvement, I think, is always a good idea. And I think this myth of height restrictions, we have to kind of deal with this. We live at the ground, we don't live in the sky. But I think it's important that in your discussion with the local residents, and Mr. Lilio will confirm that, the discussion will be, of course, on their impact on their views, and you haven't shown it today. So if I'm now trying to express support, then it's not going to be appreciated by residents who don't understand your plans yet. And I have seen that your pictures here, they're not clear enough. I cannot tell if I'm a resident whether I'm going to be impacted, so which makes it hard. So I would love to express my support on what I see as progress on the ground level and the elevated level. I think that is really in line with the things that we'd like to achieve. But I would love to see an outdoor seating plan. I would love to see a shading plan. I would love to see your placemaking plan. I'd love to see the impact for the private residents. I already mentioned that. So those are four things. And if you are really true going to help in placemaking for the entire area beyond your footprint, then I'll ask to see a timeline and an activity schedule on how we're going to work together for the area as a whole, because this area needs massive amount of help. We have some ridiculous structures there that don't do any benefits for anybody. There are lots of people going to live there, and we have a lot of activity there, and we need to make improvements to the overall area. And if the developer says, I'm going to help you guys with placemaking activities and put resources at it, I'm clapping my hands and say, fantastic, but can we see what you're exactly going to do? You know, I'd like to see some real meat on the table.
Thank you. So that's a lot of details that are required. So if there's no other additional comments, I'd like to conclude this particular item. As Katie has briefed us, this area is covered by the OZP, with a building height expectation of 90 to 115 MPD. There has been an approval of minor relaxation in the area to raise it to 80 to 120 MPD. What we see in this proposal would be buildings ranging from 131 MPD to 159 MPD. So it's also affect the ridge line from the Victoria Harbour. I think this is harbourfront business because along the harbourfront, it's important people on the Kowloon will be able to see the ridge line and vice versa. So we would have to look for outstanding planning merits, especially from the harbourfront perspective, in order to support or comment on this proposal. So I see some merits as well as some concerns. I think there are two major merits. The first one is really principle 7, the connectivity. This is really important. To be able to propose the elevated 1 mile pedestrian network probably is a very important thing to the harbourfront of West Kowloon. But as members has mentioned, this West Kowloon Parkway, we still have a lot of concern about level changes, whether it's really weatherproof, public furnitures, as well as, you know, to provide a really good pedestrian experience. We really hope that you will be able to look into the pedestrian experience along the entire West Kowloon Parkway, to working together because part of this is beyond the site. working with the Harbour Office as well as the TD in order to address this. The second merit I can see as quite outstanding is perhaps number six, the vibrancy. It hasn't really been picked up a lot, but in your revised proposal, I can see you have the Plaza Plus, the public open space. I think Leo has mentioned about this. I think I would support Leo and also, you know, the district council to push for an early delivery of this public space, because this will really kind of bring the benefits to the community. It's not just about early delivery of the buildings, but the public open space, and ensure that it's really open to the general public 24 hours and for people to enjoy. So I think rounding up is also the last point of a number of concerns, especially with your increased GFA, the vehicular flow, the traffic congestion, as well as the management issue, which I believe, you know, has been raised also by some other members. So we'll leave all these and perhaps some comments for the team to really work on. So thank you very much for coming to the Harbourfront Task Force. And as one of the major stakeholders in the area, we look forward to working together.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chairman. Thank you, members. We've made note of your comments, and a lot of them have been looked at, but with a limited time that we can't take them all through. But maybe there's another way we can talk to members more informally about the way that these can be have been addressed and try to satisfy their concerns.
Sure.
Because we can assure you we've looked at most of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Ian, I mean, for your information, also for the Harbourfront Commission, sometimes when we have more detailed work plan, etc., the Harbour Office can also organize some informal briefing, workshop type of thing, that we can have a more kind of informal exchange of views.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I'm sorry, just one more comments from Dr. Edmund Lee, who is attending online. What he said is, for enhanced connectivity, development should encourage use of new e-mobility modes or foster inclusive enjoyment. Yeah.
Great. That's a great comment. Okay, so let us move on.